When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Dirty Forkers! Welcome back to another episode of Making Moves!
Bam, 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 bam!
You know, it's that time of the year where it's just like, okay, I'm getting a little sick and tired of winter, you know? I know I have a great personality and it has served me well this winter season, but it's like, I'm gonna need some warmth soon. I'm gonna need some color on my skin soon. We're entering the third quarter of winter, and it's like, ooh, this is kind of when I wanna give up. My goals are starting to disintegrate and, you know, dribble away. I don't have that New Year spark like I once did. Still struggling on the dating apps, getting a little burnt out on the gym, wanting to stay in and rot, you know. We've all been there. And here's the thing. I'm big on giving yourself grace. And like, if you need to have a day or two, have a day or two. But I'm also here to tell you, you fucking got this. Okay. You signed up for this podcast to be motivated. Like, let's just be honest. You clicked play knowing that when this episode ends, you're going to feel a little bit better about yourself. When you enter the Making Moves portal, you're going to make moves, or at least you're going to be motivated to make them. And I think a lot of people get lost in the sauce this time of year when it's like, okay, there aren't that many holidays coming up. Spring break isn't really a thing in my world anymore, unless you're like still in college. Summer feels far. And just because something feels far doesn't mean that it's still not right around the corner, and certainly doesn't mean that you should give up. So whatever it is that you've been slacking on a little this week, give yourself a day and then get back on the horse, baby. This week, I really wanted to do an advice podcast because I feel like a lot of you guys have been in my DMs and asking me questions about specific topics. And I'm like, you know what? Like, let me just help the Dirty Forkers out for a second. Like, let me tap the fork in and give you guys my genuine opinion or advice on things. Because even though friends are amazing for different areas in your life, sometimes it's nice to get advice from an outsider or a bystander or someone that just like has zero bias. I'm going to tell you how it is and like kind of put yourself in my shoes and tell you how I would navigate it. I'm not saying it's the right way to do things, but sometimes I wish that I had a random person to ask advice to, because I do have my friends that I go to for boy advice. I do have my friends that I go to for work advice. I do have my friends that I go to for family advice or just like any type of advice. And I'm so grateful for them. But sometimes it's like, I would like an outsider because everyone does have a little bit of bias. If I'm going to go and talk to my friend about a guy that screwed me over three times and I'm going to get her advice on like what I should do because I like low-key want to hook up with him, like there's going to be bias there. You know what I mean? Or if I'm trying to get advice on, you know, a new job inquiry that just hit my inbox and I might have to move to a new city, someone who lives in my current city might not be as helpful or encouraging because they have a little bit of an ulterior motive, because like, of course they want me to stay because I'm an amazing presence to have around. So you know the drill. I tossed up a question sticker on my IG story. If you're not following me there, what the fork are you doing? So I'm just going to try and get through as many questions as I possibly can to help you guys. And hopefully you can learn something from the question you either asked me yourself or just from other people's situations. I always think it's fascinating when I hear someone else doing a Q&A and I kind of like at the same time am like weighing in on if I agree with what the creator is saying or not. So feel free. The comments are open. If you disagree with me, feel free to let me know. Or if you agree with me, let me know. We don't need to be rogue and mean, but we can agree to disagree. Okay, the first question is, how to know what job path is right for you? This is actually such a fascinating question to me because although I do understand where you're coming from, I also like don't. I've always had a clear idea of what I guess industry I wanted to be in. There was a time though, and it was for a long time, I didn't know what I wanted to do long term. I have an idea of what I want to do, but I think what's cool about life and experiencing things and doing stuff is like you find out along the way what you don't like to do. And that really narrows down what you love. So going back to the OG question, how to know what job path is for you is, first of all, like, let's just make a list of things we're interested in, you know, like jobs and career paths that pique your interest. If you don't even know where to begin with that, why don't you start with listing all the things you know you don't want to be in? Like, you know you don't want to be in healthcare. You know you don't want to be in real estate. You know you don't want to be in law. Like, start writing down those things. Then once you start kind of writing down what you don't like and what you do like, then like, let's narrow it down from there. It's like, let's try and think of this as kind of like one of those web diagrams. You know, when you're in school and like you're teacher is like, let's do the web to brainstorm like what you're going to write about. On the inside bubble, it's like, in this case would be dream job. From there, let's do the stems of all the industries that pique our interest. And then from there, let's narrow it down. So once you get to the industries that interest you, now let's think about what could you actually see yourself doing. You also want to think about things like, what type of lifestyle do you want to live? Do you want to have a nice house in California, or do you want to have a nice house in Indiana? Because a nice house in Indiana is what you would pay for a small house in California. You know what I mean? Like, are you wanting to drive a luxury car, or do you not really care about that? Like, you really need to think about the type of lifestyle you want to live, because that stuff matters. And also think about people that have those jobs. So if you're like, I want to be a lawyer, like, look at lawyers in real life that you know, or you've heard about, or, you know, you find on the internet, and see what their lifestyle looks like. Like, what type of car are they driving? What are they doing on the weekends? Do they have time to spend with their family? Do they even get to go on vacation? It's like dating. You have to find, what are your deal breakers? What are your red flags? Like, do you want paid time off? Is that a deal breaker for you if you don't have paid time off? Do you want your company to come with health insurance? Do you picture yourself being self-employed? Like, do you have the discipline to be self-employed? Some people aren't self-employed because they like being told what to do. Like, they don't want to be their own boss. You know what I mean? Do you want to go into an office every day? Do you want to have coworkers that are around your age? My advice would be to narrow it down and then look at people in real life who have those jobs and see if that aligns with your lifestyle. Because I think that's a huge thing that people disregard when they're finding a job and they're finding a man, are lifestyle similarities and differences. Because I'm going to be honest, like, I don't know that I could date a picky eater or, like, you know, I don't know that I could date someone who is like a rotter. I have friends that, like, they want to go on vacation and rot. I want to go on vacation and do activities. You know what I mean? So it's like, you want to make sure that you are aligned with the same things and same lifestyle choices when you're finding a job. I hope that helps. I guess the most practical tip I would say to do is just like, start doing jobs. Like, the best way to get a job is by already having a job. And it's like, if you're working and doing things, you will find out what you like and what you don't like from there. You're in the game already. You know what I mean? So you know how to play, you know how to speak the language, you know how to go after what you want and like what exists out there. There's something to a coach who's played the sport before. You know what I mean? And if you're out there playing the sport or kind of already in the industry, even though you're not at your dream job, but you're kind of in a dream job adjacent position right now, like, you're already in the game. You're already playing. You're already getting minutes. So it's like, that's a great position to be in. And I would just try and get in that position first, and then you can narrow down your dream job. For me, I didn't even know that like my dream job existed until I kind of fell into it. But the key is that I worked my ass off to be able to fall into it, if that makes sense. Ooh, this is interesting. I never feel like I really need a boyfriend, and I'm focused on myself, but pressure from outside is hard. Being a badass businesswoman at a young age, recent grad, love job, but want more. I think this is a really interesting question because I feel like I relate to it a lot. It's like, do I feel pressure from the outside world to find a man? Not really, but like also sort of. It's weird. Like, sometimes I look at my age because I'm 27. Sometimes I look at 27 and I'm like, oh my God, that's old. And then sometimes I look at it and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so young. And I will say, like, overall, I'm not really stressed about, like, I guess the timeline of like me finding a man. I more so am in the place where like, I'm wanting to find a man right now just because sometimes I feel lonely, like with companionship. Like, I honestly don't think I would be fiending as much for a man if like my bestie Hannah still lived here, if I'm just being honest, because like I am really, really comfortable with being single and I'm really comfortable with being on my own. Like, I live alone, I work alone, you know, I'm doing life alone. And I'm grateful to have an amazing community around me and like family members and friends and people I work with, you know, to keep me company. But I do feel lonely sometimes. Literally today I was like doing my work and I was just like, damn, I kind of feel lonely. Like, I kind of want to call someone and like have conversation. I think the best thing you can do when you're someone in my position who like has your shit together and are a strong individual is to just like continue to work on yourself, because the more that you hone in on the best version of yourself, the better of a match you're going to find for you, because you're going to know what are deal breakers for you. You're going to know like what's a fuck yes for you. You're going to know what turns you on, because you're confident in yourself and you know what you like and you know what you want and you know what you deserve. And nothing is sexier than an individual who is strong mentally, physically, and spiritually. And the funny thing is like when I look back on myself, even like a year ago, I thought I was ready for a relationship. And like looking back, I giggle, because like I wasn't. Like, I was not nearly as strong as I am right now. You know, even if it is a year from now that I'm like looking at myself, I'll probably giggle and be like, LOL at me thinking I had it all together when I didn't. You know what I mean? Or I was ready for a relationship when I didn't. I think what's really cool about strong individuals, especially females in this day and age, is that like we are so strong that we would rather date ourselves than date a loser. Like, I am not going to waste any of my time and energy on someone who I have to like conform to like. Like, I'm not about that. I'm not going to date someone just to have like the title boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, that to me is so weird and like middle school-esque. Like, I used to do that shit in middle school. I'd be like, yeah, I guess I'll date this guy even though I don't really like him, because like I should have a boyfriend and like all my friends do. And that's just like so dumb. And such a waste of time. I feel like I already am so swayed by the people in my life as to like, you know, what shows I watch and like what food spots I'm eating at and like what I should order and, you know, where I'm so influenced by the people in my life. I can't imagine dating someone, let alone sleeping with someone regularly, let alone living with someone. Like, I can't imagine their influence they would have on me. And if they weren't the right person and they weren't influencing me in the right way, that would be such a bummer and not only a waste of time with my life, but also like a step backwards. So I always try to remember that too, that like just because you don't have a boyfriend doesn't mean that you aren't successful personally. You know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of people look at getting a boyfriend or like finding your man's as a prize. And while I think that is a beautiful thing that we get to do in this life, I think the bigger prize is finding the best version of you. And like working on the best version of you, because wouldn't you want your best version of you to be the one that finds like your match? Like, I want to be the best version of me when I meet my man's, because then we can grow together and like align together. I certainly wouldn't listen to outsiders. I think like that is also a waste of time. And people love to project like how they're feeling internally. Like, if they're, you know, not happy in their relationship, like they might project on you like, oh, why do you not have a boyfriend? You know what I mean? Like, stay in your lane, continue to date yourself. And most of all, have fun, be present, and do whatever the fork you want to do. Don't listen to what anyone else has to say. People project, people are jealous, and I just think it's weird behavior. And the last thing is that a boyfriend isn't going to fix your problems. You're going to fix your own problems. Okay, how to be more confident in yourself. Great question. I definitely was lacking confidence last week because I was about to start my period, and something about the week before my period is like literally doomsday. I think that's normal, right? Like, the week before, sometimes you can PMS more than like when you're actually on your period. Like, right now I'm on my period and I'm not nearly as scary as I was last week. I think when people bring up confidence, the first thing we think about is like physical appearance. I think one of the most underrated things about confidence and like where it can stem from is non-physical things. For instance, building a career, building a network of friends, you know, relationships, getting really good at your hobby. Confidence can stem from so many other things other than the obvious, which is like physical appearance. And I think...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Those are the things I really try to hyperfixate on when I'm not feeling confident, especially physically. I'm like, listen, I know what I bring to the motherfucking table, okay? I know that I'm good at my job. I know that I'm a catch. I know that I'm fun to be around. I know that I'm a great friend. I know that I'm a great daughter. Like, you really have to sometimes pull back and get to the basics and be like, you know that I can do A, B, and C. And that's a beautiful thing. And just like get out of your head for a second, because I think being in our head and spiraling can be our biggest downfall. Even like last week, I was going to a TV premiere. It was like the Kate Hudson Running Point premiere, by the way, incredible show. Like I said, I was PMSing. I felt like so gross and like big and not normal or like comfortable in my own body. And then on top of that, I felt like lethargic and tired and fatigued and just like, you know, when you're on your period and you're just like, I need to be rotting. But I was like so excited to go to this premiere and I was so grateful to be invited. And I went with the outfit option that I knew would make me feel the best and I would feel the most myself and the most comfortable in. And I went and I ran into a bunch of my friends and I worked the room and I had a good time. And it's like, sometimes you just got to push through and put on what you know will make you comfortable and just like get through to the next day. But like confidence really builds from, I think, experience and like getting good at something and doing it over and over and over again. And with like experience and doing something over and over again, you'll eventually get better at it. Whether that's like your job or your hobby or, you know, you making friends, really work on that one thing and that will bring you confidence within. And sometimes I also think about this, like, I don't know if this is going to help someone or even if this is the right answer, but like it helps me. Like I'll think, like, I know some of like literally the hottest people in the world, like literally like supermodels, legit, who struggle with confidence and have off days. And sometimes it's a good reminder for me to be like, listen, you know, if Taylor Swift sometimes has an off day, then I'm allowed to have an off day too. Like it's okay. Like you don't have to be confident 24/8. Do what you got to do to get through the day. And tomorrow's a new day. And I also like to cherish the days that I do feel confident. And like, those are the days where I personally, you know, like to get my selfies in and like to wear my hot girl clothes. And when I like to do a full beat, like, you know what I mean? Like those days I try to embrace because I know they're not like that every single day. And that's what's cool about life is that if I felt confident every single day, I'd probably get bored. What's the best first date? Drinks, dinner, or hike? I personally think drinks. I think, and the reason I say drinks over dinner is because dinner is way too long and it's way too much of commitment. And for the guy, it's like a lot of money. And also like, I'm not going to be able to eat. Like I'm too stressed out already. Okay. So dinner's out. Hike, I like for like a third date, maybe even a fourth or a fifth. The reason I'm like kind of out on the hike on the first date is because this is supposed to be a romantic thing. I want to feel sexy and I want to feel like I'm being taken out. Like I want to feel so feminine. I want to be tapped into my feminine energy and I want him to be tapped into his masculine energy. Maybe this is just a thing for straight couples. If you're gay, maybe it's different or whatever you are. Maybe it's like a different vibe. I like feeling really feminine on dates and I like feeling really girly and like I'm taken care of and like, you know, big masculine macho guy is taking me out. Like I personally, that's like my preference. So I think drinks are just really fun and sexy. And I think like a little liquid courage is fun and allows you to really open up. I also think it's a great activity or thing to expand on. So like if the date's going phenomenal, then like let's run a party after like that we were gonna go to, or like let's order another round, or now let's order an appetizer. Like I think it's the best opener date and it's just hot. I think that's the main reason why I like it. I think drinks are hot. That's just a me preference. If you want to Eat dinner, by all means. Eat the dinner, girl. Ooh, this is a fascinating question. What to do when you're friends with someone and they're friends with an ex-friend? Well, definitely don't confide in them about the ex-friend, just like because we cannot trust them. You know what I mean? I understand where people are coming from when they're like, well, they weren't mean to me type thing. But I'm also like, okay, but you're not really special. I go back and forth between that person's position. You know, someone isn't friends with someone doesn't mean you have to cut them off 100p. But it's also like, okay, note it. Maybe don't go and talk shit about the ex-friend to that friend that's friends with them. You know what I mean? Like, let's read a room. Let's be self-aware and let's be cognizant of who gets access to everything in our life. This is what I talked about in the last episode. It's all about boundaries. And it's like, let's set a boundary here. And you should definitely go listen to that episode if you haven't already, because I'm really proud of it. I think that's the main thing. Just be aware of their friendship. I mean, that's just not going to be, you know, your A-list friend. That's maybe a B or C-list friend. I do have friends that are friends with people I don't really get along with, or I don't really speak to. It's not like they're like my ex best friend, but you know, I'm not the biggest fan of, and I'm just not as like, I guess, open about everything with those people. Cause it's like, okay, I get a weird feeling from this person. It's weird to me that you're such good friends with them. It's like, I'm noting things constantly and just trust your gut. You know, like there's other people out there that you can find. There's like a million fish in the sea. You can find a friend who isn't friends with your ex best friend. I always think it's better though to take the high road and just like keep your mouth shut and like vent to your friends you know you can trust. You know what I mean? How to make the most of life outside of a 9-to-5 job. Wow, this is a fabulous question. I think utilizing both ends of the day is really important when you have a 9-to-5. For instance, like wake up and have morning time, whether that's going to the gym for you or, you know, sitting with your coffee with your red light mask on, or like rotting in bed and cuddling with your boy. Utilize both ends of the day. So the beginning of the day, and then also like really squeeze the shit out of those hours when you get home, whether that's like meeting up with a friend, looking forward to a dinner, joining a kickball league, pickleball, art class, ceramics. Like definitely have your things that you look forward to after work, because even though I love building a career and it's so important to me and I'm so proud of it, I also love the life that I've created outside of my career. And it's been so fulfilling for me specifically this year, because I feel like this is the first year I've really tried to build a life outside of my career. And like even today, I was thinking all day about how I'm so excited to like work my ass off so I can go play pickleball later when I'm done working. And I think it's important to have those things that like you're looking forward to, people you're looking forward to seeing. Just get out there and do things. And then like when you get home and it's late, you'll sleep harder. The busier I am, the better I sleep and the less time I have to think and spiral. I feel like the more time I honestly have on my hands, I spiral more and I like am stressed out about things I shouldn't be stressed out about. So I think keep busy and try not to let that 9-to-5 take away from the fact that you still have several hours when you get home from work. Like you can get a lot done in an hour, even to like see a friend or go on a walk or go to your class. You know what I mean? Like there's still time in the day. You have the choice on how you're using that time. And I think if you're not utilizing that time or planning anything for after work, then it's like, then the 9-to-5 becomes your life and takes over your life. My other piece of advice is like really trying to find a job you love. Like try to find a safe space where you love your coworkers and, you know, somewhere you like to work hard at, and like a place where you can really cultivate an amazing community and like utilize your brain. Like that's such a privilege to be able to like work hard and use your brain and accomplish something that's really hard. Like that feels amazing. And try and find a job that really brings you joy and makes you do all those things, because if you're going to be doing that for the rest of your life, you may as well enjoy it a little. And it doesn't mean every day is going to be like the most fun day ever. Like even today with my job, I didn't have the most fun day ever, but I still am grateful for my job and I'm still feel so lucky to be able to do even the small mundane tasks with my job, because I love the community it brings me. I love the joy it brings me. I love that it scratches all the different sides of my brain. And I love that I have to work my ass off and it feels good when I work my ass off. Another tip, which is like funny because this is like more of a logistical, silly tip, is like plan your caffeine and food schedule out wisely. Like for instance, maybe crack open the Alani Nu or the Celsius at like 4 p.m. So that way when you're off work, it's hitting and you're ready to go. You know what I mean? Like maybe don't stack all your caffeine just in the morning because it's not going to last that long. Maybe like let's try and wait out the caffeine as long as possible and then like have it during your midday. And there's other things like getting outside, getting exercise, like those types of things give you energy and like natural serotonin and endorphins, and they make you want to keep going and like live life after your 9 to 5. What are three things you do every day that you think are game changers for your routine? Exercise, getting outside of my house. And I think having something to look forward to is really important to me. So it could be as small as like the show I'm going to watch at night, or the meal I'm going to eat, or, you know, like the pickleball game I'm going to play in later. I think it's really important to have something to look forward to, get some exercise, and get outside of your normal environment. I think it's so important to do that. I actually did a triple whammy this morning, a triple threat, if you will. I woke up at 7:30. I went outside. I went for a 3-mile walk, and I went on a walk with a friend. Like I literally loaded this morning, the fork up. And after that, that's like, to me, that's like the TK wet dream. Because if I do all those three things, I'm like setting myself up for success because I'm such an extrovert. I get energy from being around people. I love being outside. I feel like it gives me energy. It gives me vitamin D. It gives me endorphins. And I love moving my body. I think it makes me feel great about myself. And when I wake up early, it makes me feel better than other people. So all of those things are just like setting myself up for success. Where to meet decent men? Great question. I think the best places to meet decent men are at activities that you like to do. For instance, for me, the amount of men I have met at pickleball, I know I don't shut the fuck up about pickleball. Like it's been such a game changer in my life. That's like, I can't shut up about it because it's helped me so much socially that it's like, I can't shut up about it. I need to spread the news. So like find your equivalent to pickleball. Is that going to the gym? Is that a pottery making class? Is that a kickball league? Is that to each their own? Whatever sparks your interest and makes you have a great time. I will say like try and find something that the opposite sex, if that's what you're into, is interested in as well. Because like, let's be honest, girlies, like is your man's gonna be at ballet, Princess Pilates? Probably not. So it's like, let's find other activities and hobbies that guys will also be at. Like, you know, are you a runner? That's where like a guy would be. Are you into sports? Like they're going to be at sports bars. They're going to be at games. Do you like going to baseball games? Let's just be realistic and like put the Venn diagram up and like, where do straight men go and what activities interest you? And then that's your sweet spot. I think another thing our generation fucks up with, including myself, is like, when you see a hot guy, like take advantage of it. Like when you see a hot person in real life that you want to come up to you, like they're probably not going to. So like bite the bullet, go up to them and ask them for a favor. Like one of my favorite things to do in a bar is be like, hey, I'm so sorry. Can you take a photo of me and my friends? Like just do that and like take a photo. Be like, she's visiting from out of town. Can you take a photo of us? Literally, that's so easy. The other day I was at a bar and my friend brought this card game and I was like, fellas in the corner. I was like, come over here. And I was like, we're settling a debate. I want to ask you this question. And one of the question was like, do you think you have more or less sex than your neighbors? And like, I made them answer. And it was such a fun conversation starter that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm totally going to start bringing like juicy card games out to bars because that's such a good way to talk to guys. Because men are scared that they're going to creep you out. And they don't know if you have a boyfriend. And there's just like, it's already so scary for like anyone to go up to anyone who's strangers. So it's just like bite the bullet, find something that can break the ice. And if you see someone out in the wild that you think's hot, just fucking go for it. You're not even going to see them again. And it's like, we all know how horrible Hinge is. So it's like, I'd rather get rejected in the wild than like have to deal with the Hinge algorithm. Okay. I fear that's all we have time for, as I do need to get my ass to pickle, but I love you guys so much. I hope that you learned something, or I hope you enjoyed this advice in some way, shape, or form. If you want me to do more episodes like this, I would be happy to. I think it's really fun. And if you have any questions or topics you want me to talk about that are specific, feel free to DM me. I also am always in my DMs trying to respond to your guys' questions and advice in general. So be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at TK's Juicy Polls. Be sure to watch my vlog channel at Taylor King or TK's Juicy Polls, whatever you want. Just like type in Taylor King Vlogs. I'll also link it in the description if you're on YouTube right now. Be sure to give this video a like and or this podcast a 5-star review. That would mean so much. Even if you leave a positive review, be like slayed. Like it could be so short and sweet. It would mean so much and it would really help my career. So thank you so much. And I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to this. And I hope you have the most killer week. And I'm always rooting for you guys. Make someone's day this week. Love you.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.